This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
This is Fungus.
There's a monster in my podcast.
What the fuck happened to the first page of this this book?
Oh no, somebody spilled the Encyclopedia Britannica into the monster this manual.
Science for kids. Cole, did you know that you can learn about this D&D monster just by putting some wet bread in the fridge for a little while and get out a magnifying glass and you can see the filaments? And
it's like a gym teacher, so you're just telling you about your boots, right?
Yeah, it's very one of my favorite lines just from the first things of this before it gets crazy, where just like many fungi are edible and connoisseurs consider some to be delicious. Pigs are used to hunt for truffles, an underground fungus that grows near tree roots and gives food a piquant flavor. No one has yet managed to cultivate truffles. An enterprising botanist could make a mint by learning to grow these. Who are you talking to? You're not talking to D&D characters during this section, are you?
Even more egregious, the next paragraph, Gary, medicinally green molds such as penicillium can be used as folk remedies for various bacterial infections.
What game are you playing, Monsters Manual author?
Yeah. You know, I'm just the Howling Caverns of Jonas Salk. Yeah,
yeah,
that's the module I'm running.
Silos and Scientists, the game.
Silos, Scientists, and Psilocybin. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, what is this? It's very weird.
Yep. I mean, there's a whole page, Gary, just a whole page on ordinary fungi.
And then, none of this would ever be useful to, like, an adventurer where you're just like, oh, this is mold. And then the next page is just the fucking bonkers shit. Like, this is, like, the biggest tonal shift.
Yeah.
This entry is like the microcosm of the entire book.
It really is, because like the first page says, oh, anybody who has lost a ration to mold has had a bad run-in with fungi. Okay, well, I get it, that doesn't line up with the picture I see. And the second one, oh, this is like a puddle of milky liquid that if you step in it you'll turn into a mushroom and die.
All these things turn you into mushrooms.
Yep.
Like it's pretty great. And then the one that looks like a beholder, like these are all really great. We should go through them, but
oh, we really really should.
Yeah, it's really weird. I'm being annoyed. The violet fungus resembles shriekers, but shriekers are the next entry.
Yeah,
so like why would you, it's not even first. Alphabetical order.
No.
Like at first I was like, oh, it's alphabetical order. Wait, no, it's not.
Yeah, like the shrieker is the lead thing here, right? The shrieker is the one who draws the violet, like the violet fungus to you. Like that is a cool piece of encounter design, right? Like yeah, you know, it's a little basic, but like, you know, it's just a screaming ambulatory fungus. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, just screams all the time, wanders around, is constantly shrieking. We'd hunt eventually, them to extinction.
Eventually, people would stop taking it seriously.
That's true. It would just be like a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, the fungus that screamed illithid.
Yeah, the fungus that screamed love at the world. So these things just scream. They're just kind of alarms, and they react to light. Violet fungus have these. They're regular kind of fungus, but then they shoot out these branches that infect you with these fungus.
Yeah,
that will kill you. Everything kills you in this,
right, within a certain number of rounds if you don't cure disease or save.
So the violet fungus isn't really the great one. The cool things come with the next couple. So phycomid is pretty great.
Yeah, it is pretty good. This is the aforementioned like milky white fluid that has some stalks growing out of it.
Yeah,
and this will cause like mushroom growths to occur in the infected area. Like its sole purpose is to spread.
Little tubes shoot out alkaline.
Yeah, like lye.
Yeah. man.
Tyler Durden fungus.
Well, super cool, right? Like you like have to dissolve a body or something like that. Like you find some warlock that has a bunch of these in an upstairs chamber that he uses to dissolve evidence.
Yeah, never trust a man with more than 5 phycomid.
Yeah, exactly. And then the ascomid, which is just a catamari. Like this thing is great. It's huge. It's 10 feet in diameter, just a big spherical mushroom that rolls around.
Yep.
Like eats things.
You can't stop it. Like pretty much everything has like so all the rules for how weapons affect it change.
Oh yeah, this would be a bookkeeping frustration for sure.
Yeah, but the thing that I love, so like the anticipated one of the things that would, you know, that I would want to do, which is mind control this and kind of like conduct it like it was a ball of skeletons in the catacombs of Karthus. But no, it cannot be charmed. It has no mind in a traditional sense.
Nope, it's a fungus going its own way. Like, you cannot charm it. And then finally, the gas sphere, which is a beholder mimic.
Yep.
Like, beholders were already pretty cool, but now sometimes you think it's a beholder, but when you hit it with a sword, it explodes.
Yep, it's like a bomb, except this bomb throws out rhizomes, which would be like little popcorn kernels that if they embed in you, it grows and then you die and then you spawn 2d4 more of them.
Pretty great. Into that.
I'm just picturing, like, just, you know, you swell up and then you just kind of like a little M-preg kind of thing, like, just, yeah, just a whole bunch of balloons pop out of you.
I think, go ahead.
I was about to tangent off of that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think this is proof that there are things that you can do with fungus that are not just the Last of Us. Like, yes, the mind control fungus is like the most interesting fungus, but there's a lot of cards in that deck.
Yeah, but I don't know how much this is based on that. Like, I think, okay, so this is what I was going to tangent to. I think that fungus is fun. Like, fungus fundamentally upsets me. Like the presence of mold, like every fall, like we're going through this right now. My neighbor's yard is a complete horror show because it's carpeted with these brown mushrooms. They stop right at the property line. It feels like they're doing it on purpose just to fuck with me.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just spreading their spores.
Yeah.
What could that even be?
They had a baby recently, too.
That's certainly no coincidence, my friend. Like,
it'll never do. Yeah.
Those things are related.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.